Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, and welcome back to The Balanced Stoic. You know that feeling when you set out with a $1 million plan for the day, but by lunchtime, you're already on your third coffee and you haven't even tackled half of your to-do list? Yeah, I've been there. But trust me, it doesn't have to be like this. Today, we're diving into something absolutely crucial. Building mental discipline. Think of it as the ultimate superpower, the ability to stay focused, resist distractions, and achieve those goals you set for yourself. In a world overflowing with noise and instant gratification, mental discipline is your secret weapon to navigate life with intention and purpose. Okay, so you might be thinking, mental discipline sounds like something monks do in remote monasteries. But hold on. This isn't about becoming some Spartan warrior of willpower. It's about developing practical skills and habits that anyone can use to take control of their thoughts, actions, and ultimately, their lives. Here are 5 key takeaways to get you started. First up, awareness is your superpower. Ever notice how we often go through the day on autopilot? We scroll mindlessly through social media, react impulsively to emails, and end up feeling scattered and depleted. The first step to building mental discipline is becoming aware of these patterns. Start paying attention to your thoughts, feelings, and actions throughout the day. Notice when you're getting distracted, procrastinating, or just plain drifting off course. Second, set realistic goals. Think about it like training for a marathon. You wouldn't try to run 26 miles on day one, right? Start small, set achievable goals that will gradually build your mental muscle. Instead of trying to conquer the entire world in a single day, focus on mastering one small task at a time. Third, build routines and rituals. Just like athletes have training schedules, our brains thrive on structure and consistency. Establish clear routines for waking up, working, eating, and relaxing. These routines provide a framework for your day, reduce decision fatigue, and help you stay on track. Fourth, master the art of saying no. This is a game changer. Learning to politely decline requests that drain your energy or pull you away from your priorities is essential for protecting your mental space. It's not about being selfish, it's about making conscious choices that align with your goals and values. And finally, practice self-compassion. Remember, building mental discipline is a journey, not a destination. There will be setbacks, distractions, and moments when you stumble. That's okay. Be kind to yourself, learn from your mistakes, and keep moving forward. Celebrate your wins, no matter how small they may seem, because every step counts. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're at work, facing a mountain of emails and deadlines. Your phone is buzzing, notifications are popping up, and your colleagues are dropping by for quick chats. It's easy to feel overwhelmed and lose focus. But what if you had the mental discipline to navigate this chaos with grace? You could prioritize tasks, respond calmly to interruptions, and emerge from your workday feeling accomplished and energized. That's the power of mental discipline in action. So, how do you bring these insights into your own life? Start by identifying one or two areas where you want to improve your mental discipline. Maybe it's reducing distractions during work hours, sticking to a consistent sleep schedule, or mastering the art of saying no to unnecessary commitments. Pick one area, set a small but achievable goal, and start practicing. Remember, consistency is key. This isn't about achieving perfection overnight. It's about building a stronger, more focused you over time. Each day, choose intentionality over impulsivity, mindfulness over autopilot. You've got this. Don't forget to share your thoughts with me on social media. Let me know which takeaway resonated with you the most and how you plan to put it into practice. And if you found this episode valuable, hit that subscribe button and leave a review. Until next time, keep striving for balance, keep seeking wisdom, and remember you are capable of amazing things.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.